This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Occasionally, one of the riders that I have a group of riders that I reach to on a regular basis, just like my next guest. And he's been on a tear lately. So joining us again from Ammo Land is John Crump. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing. So let's set the stage first for the New Jersey thing. With we've seen recently in recent history since Sandy Hook, at least, we've seen Connecticut and New York pass these laws where they started a registry. What was the result of that registry? How many people went there and said, "Oh, they said I got to register my weapon, so I'm going to now." What was the result of those registries? Do you know?
Well, the one in Connecticut from a few years ago, they estimated that around 50,000 to 100,000 people ignored the registry totally. I don't know the exact numbers of the amount of people that registered, but it definitely was. There definitely was at the small end 50,000, at the large end 100,000 people who decided not to go ahead and register the weapons in Connecticut when they did their assault weapons, the so-called assault weapons ban.
So when the registry was not complied with in Connecticut, how many gun owners were killed mercilessly for not complying with the law? How many were killed for that one?
None.
Oh.
I don't think anyone really been charged. If they have, far
so they passed a law and didn't force compliance when this was all about the safety and the children and all this other stuff. They didn't force compliance on that one.
Well, it's what I call a feel good law. There's no way that they can force compliance because in the United States, we don't know where all the guns are. So they don't know where to go. I mean, they could track it down, but with private cells and everything else like that, it would be almost impossible. And law enforcement doesn't want to do it because it would put them in danger of getting in an armed battle with a gun owner who does not want to comply.
Incredible. So, okay, what about New York? Now, New York, you know, we had the SAFE Act passed, and Cuomo was out there telling people that if they liked AR-15s and pro-life and all this other stuff, to get out of New York State and all this other stuff. And they instituted a state emergency and passed the SAFE Act, which had a registry for the AR, you know, for the assault weapons. What was the compliance percentage with that one?
I don't have an exact percentage, but it was definitely under 50%. Probably closer to single digits. But yeah, it's
like less than 10%.
Yeah, probably. From what I've seen, it's probably like between 8 and 9%. But also, there's no real way to know, so those are just people's guesses. The high end, I've seen from a pro gun control or anti-gun group, I think it was Gifford, who says they had a 30% compliance rate, and that was probably trumped up.
So when that happened, how much of the NYPD and the New York State Police did Cuomo send out there to go kill these non-compliant, non-gun safety, these scofflaws? How many of those got killed?
Well, no one, but then again, they don't have nukes. So
was this a feel-good law, too?
I definitely believe it is. I think I know where you're going with this.
So, well, I mean, what I'm pointing out here is this is one of the things I really don't get about the gun controllers, because once they, you know, pass certain laws, you would think that they would try to create, they're using it, I think, in some cases to try to create a pool of people that can become prohibited people. But
I think they're playing to their base more than anything else. It's to rally up their base, who doesn't understand that these laws are unenforceable. Because they deal with law enforcement, they have to know that they're unenforceable and no one's going to comply with them. But their base doesn't know that, so they're playing to their base.
So, in other words, this is a law they know that is never going to be complied with, that they can enforce. And, in fact, this is more of a false brick facade on a house covered in paneling. Is that what you're telling me?
Basically, yeah. It's,
okay.
They're politicians. They're going to do politics.
Yeah, but they can't ever point to this stuff as some and say, well, look at the results we got from this. So that always makes the fact that they're playing that game always is a big interest point for me. But at the same time, I agree with everything you're saying. And I was being quite facetious with some of this stuff, because I know that. They won't release the numbers of people that have actually complied with the registry in New York because of how low those numbers are. Because, like you said, they're in the single digits. And I had read prior to the SAFE Act that there was over 1 million semi-automatic, box-fed, personal defense weapons in New York State. And that's a lot of those. That is a lot of. I'd heard that a lot of them are AR-15. So most of them were AR-15. So that part of it, I find interesting, because you know that is the hated, dreaded weapon, the hated, dreaded instrument of all things. So when they didn't want to come out and publicize that, that told me right there that it was a big old a failure. But I'm leading up to
a lot of blood accidents.
Yeah, what I'm leading up to is that John here, when there was a recent law passed in New Jersey, and we're going to get to that in the next segment, but one of the people out there that, John is one of these guys that he has infinite patience, so he will file a Freedom of Information request with all of these state governments, and then just wait very patiently for them to get back to him. And when they finally do get back to him, then he writes a very, you know, very high impact article on it. And he did a FOIA in New Jersey concerning a new law they passed, and you just published the article on it. We're going to get to that when we get back. This is concerning the magazine ban that they enacted. We'll get to that when we get back in the next segment. John is a writer at Amoland. You can find him in all contributors under John Crump, C-R-U-M-P, Amoland.com. And whenever he writes a whole bunch of stuff that hits with like a 5-pound hammer on an anvil, I ask him to come back and let's talk about that stuff. So we'll get to that in just a minute. And in addition to this week, though, he also he got it. We'll get into the other part of it that I asked him to come on later on in this hour. But yeah, you've been cracking, John. And are you going to NRA meetup?
I am not. I'm going to a wedding.
Okay. Lots of people seem to be skipping this one this year, but in any event, we'll be right back. My guest is John Crump. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Crump, writer from ammoland.com. Do me a favor. Tell me about this law that got passed in New Jersey. And, I mean, how many leading up to this, how many times do we see Anthony Calandro from the gun, Gun for Hire, getting out there and explaining to them, you can't do this without, you know, paying us or anything like that? How many times did this go on?
It's very interesting. There's probably about 1 million people who own some type of magazine, and that holds more than 10 rounds. The law is basically if a magazine holds more than 10 rounds, it is illegal, and there's no grandfather clause, so you have to turn it into the state police. And that went into effect in December, and I was told by a source that I had that they did not have any magazines turned in. So I kept on trying to get an answer, and they would not answer me about how many magazines they officially had turned into them. So I went ahead and filed a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, with the New Jersey State Police to get that number. And shocker, that number was zero.
How long did that take them for them to reply to you?
Well, the first reply within 7 to 10 days. So I sent the first one off, no response. So I went, but you said I'm patient, but I'm actually impatient because then I sent the
you're more patient than I am. I'm glad you filed this stuff so I could just have you on after you get the answer. So anyway, you were saying.
So I sent the second one, no response. Sent the third one, no response. So I just started sending them over and over and over and over again because you can sue them to put them into compliance with the Freedom of Information Act, or you can just annoy them until they finally send you the information. So I got the information between December when the law went into effect, actually before the law went into effect, up until April 4th, not a single magazine has been turned in.
So, now, they never knew how many of the, did they have any idea how many of these things are out there?
No, they do not. I tried to get the AG of New Jersey to go on record, and he referred me to state police. State police tried to refer me back to him to get a statement on that, but they have not responded, and the governor has not responded either.
So I guess my question becomes, do they intend to try to enforce this law, or did they just pass it so if you get caught with it, they can throw a bunch of charges at you, or was this another feel-good law?
I think it was a feel-good law. The state police and the other police departments in New Jersey have not received any guidance from the AG's office on how to enforce the law. I have found one case in New Jersey where someone was charged with having a magazine holding more than 10 rounds, but it was a secondary charge. And from the police departments I've talked to, they either state that the only way they would charge it is by making a secondary charge. But most police departments I've talked to, and I've talked to well over 30 at this point, say they have no intention of enforcing the law. So it's like a police law.
Well, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So now my question is, what's the point of passing gun control laws?
To play to the base, basically. Gun control is something that is unenforceable, and it will never be able to be enforced, especially now that gun owners have realized that they're not going to stop. They're not going to be happy with a single game. They're going to keep on pushing and pushing and pushing. they're going to keep on moving the goalposts. And I think a lot of gun owners have woken up to that, and they have decided that they're through. There's no more compromise. You can't compromise, because their definition of compromise is you give us a little part of your rights, and we'll let you keep a little part of your rights until we want that part too.
Yeah, but I think that particular ship has sailed, because they've never, they just keep coming for more.
Yeah, they do.
And especially in New Jersey. I mean, New Jersey has quite a few people that are very stalwart about trying to continue the fight, although some of them are beginning to leave New Jersey, which I think every gun owner should leave New Jersey. I understand that you got family and it's your home and everything else, but take your money and get out of the state and let them deal with it. Ask New York how that's working out for them. That's pretty funny to me what's happening in New York as well. But
yeah, I mean, it's not only the guns. They're trying to restrict their freedom everywhere.
Yes.
Look at New York, where they, banned large sodas and, straws.
Well, in New York recently, right now, they have a little dynamic going on there. And it's because the New York government doesn't fear the people of New York, which, all of the founding fathers said, if the government fears the people, that's freedom. So the government of New York does not fear the New York City dwellers. And they've got a bunch of people that just get out there and say, hey, that's my property. And then these property owners have to actually go to court and fight over this to try to keep their property that they own from being snatched from them, either by their neighbors or the government or both. So, I mean, it's once gun rights go away, everything goes away, because there's no check there to balance out this grab for power. There's no reason for them to fear people, and that's happening in all these states and everything else, in addition to a few other things, but that's okay. Now, we're coming up on the next break, and I'm going to ask you a very important question when we get back, just about just how many have been doing this, but when we get back, more from John, as he broke another story today. Well, not necessarily broke it, but, I mean, I think that was the first time I saw it, and we'll find out when we get back. John Crump is my guest. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jefferson, Colorado County Sheriff Jeff Schrader says Sol Paez, the woman who prompted schools in and around Denver to close, has killed herself.
The FBI recently just confirmed that they have found Ms. Paez deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Schrader adds,
we are concerned to get kids back to school, and so we're going to continue working with the school district, the school safety team.
Paez caused a massive scare across the Denver area after the FBI learned she flew to Denver from Miami and purchased a shotgun. She was reportedly obsessed with the Columbine High School shooting. President Trump is saying he will hold a news conference after the release of the redacted Mueller report on Thursday. We're also hearing that Attorney General William Barr will hold his press conference at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, right after the Mueller report is released. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here. here and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Live from the AR500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Crump, and like I said, he's been hitting it and hitting it hard this week. Were you the first one to write about the Ackerman McQueen NRA thing at AmmoLand?
I was the first one on the AmmoLand site, but no, I think Chris About Guns had it before we did that.
Yeah, they had it. They had it earlier this week, but I mean, today is Wednesday, and I saw that you popped up with it. I would have thought that I didn't know about this. I had Truth About Guns on Monday, and they told me about it. So, and I thought, now, didn't this all start on Friday?
Yeah, it started on Friday. Basically, what happened was the NRA is suing NRA TV, which is actually Ackerman McQueen. What a lot of people don't realize is the NRA TV, the Colleen O'Rourke's, the Dana Lash's, they're not actually employees of the NRA. They actually work for a separate company called Ackerman McQueen, which produces all the NRA TV shows.
Yep.
And what's going on with it, basically, is NRA paid, in 2017, paid Ackerman McQueen, I think it was $18 million. For services rendered and producing NRA TV. And what the NRA has been requesting since August is analytics. see how many people are actually going to NRA TV and using NRA TV. And Ackerman McLean has either ignored them or flat out refused to give them the data. So the NRA has no idea how their rate of return looks with Ackerman McLean now.
Well, actually, I think they paid him $42 million for 2017.
Oh, maybe it was $42 million. I might have got it wrong.
But it, whether it was $18 or $42 million, that I believe
you're Ackerman, right, it is $42.
I think the NRA is Ackerman McQueen's only client.
Yeah.
And I think they've been
$42 million, which consisted of 14% of the NRA's budget.
Right. So, I mean, that's a pretty substantial amount of money coming out. And, you know, they have NRA TV, which is Corleone Noir, Dana Lash. I don't know who the rest of them are. I know Cam Edwards has a radio show there, although that has contracted, is not nearly as big as it used to be. So he went from a three-hour show that was on Sirius XM to a one-hour show that's only on the Internet. So to that end, I understand NRA getting out there and questioning this. I'm surprised it took them as long as they did. Are you?
I am very shocked. You work in media, so you know that if you're pitching to advertisers and they say, well, how many listeners do you have? You say, I don't know. No. They're probably not going to advertise with you.
Right. But, I mean...
it might be five. It might be 5 million. I'm not really sure.
Right. Well, the thing with this is that the thing about terrestrial radio is that there are figures and demographics out there available. You do have to go get them. They don't just come to you, but you do have to go get them. But there's a bunch of different ways you can present that to somebody. Internet, on the other hand, podcasts and all this other stuff, in the effort to get the podcast out as many different ways you can, I've got 222 RSS feeds that put my podcast out. Some of them have gigantic numbers. Some of them have zero downloads. And that's why you diversify your portfolio of getting that out there. But you do get it out there, and you do have to watch it. And live video is really hard to track. Live anything on the Internet is really hard to track. So most people get out there and put it out as many different ways as they can. NRA TV, I think, was a pay-to-view model, was it?
No, NRA TV is not pay-to-view. NRA TV, they have different apps. You can watch it through Amazon Fire Stick, Google Chrome. You can watch it through your Xbox. So they have a lot of different methods of distributing that, but looking into it, Amazon and Google and all that, they give you the exact numbers of how many people not only downloaded your app, but how many hours and minutes people have watched the show on your app. So by them saying that they can't, I'm not even sure what they're trying to say, but if the NRA asked them for the analytics, it should have been very, very simple to actually give it to them, especially like Google Analytics, because that's fed right into your ads.
Everybody has that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like you don't have to go digging for the numbers with, you know, minutes viewed on these apps. They're there.
So, I've been looking at this and trying to figure out why it took as long as it did. Because I have the problem with media is that media is it is all based on statistics or numbers or something like that, and you have to know what they are. And when you have one vendor versus one client, like you did with the NRA/Ackerman McQueen relationship, where they're just simply billing them for how many years? 30 years they've been billing them. And they've been billing them without being asked any questions up to this point, as far as I know. And
yeah,
I guess
they haven't. It seems like there was a rebellion in the NRA board, like the current NRA board members have finally pushed it to the point of saying, hey, we really need to know what these numbers are. And they finally, and the NRA board finally said, okay, we'll go get them for you. So it is kind of crazy.
I don't think they have them because they've never been questioned or it's never been requested of them before. Everybody else who, like Ammo Land, for example, they have their own marketing department. They do their own marketing. So they know when somebody says, well, how many unique visits do you have? They can say 412,837 per day. Approximately.
Yes.
But they know that because they have to know that because they're the ones hustling to make the revenue.
The thing is, with Google Chrome and the apps on Google Chrome on...
Hang on one second. We're coming up on the break. I don't want to interrupt you beyond that, and I want to hear about what you have to say about that because some of the stuff I don't know about either. John Crump is a featured writer at Amoland.com. If you go to all contributors, look for John, C-R-U-M-P. You can see the articles we're talking about and many, many more. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is the home of the at one thumb hole stock. This is the answer to every question I ever had about how do we make the at one stock better. They did it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. John Crump from AmmoLand.com. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you think this does with the NRA on top of everything else they've already got going on? Because Ackerman and McQueen, have you seen some of the statements they've come out with some of the things they're saying? I mean, they're acting like they're in charge of the NRA. Have you seen that?
Yeah, they definitely are. The NRA right now is... They are fighting so many different laws in different places, like in New York and stuff. And with their, like, the carry guard, for example, New York has some pretty pressure on insurance agencies. They lost their underwriter on that because of the pressure on New York. And politicians, like Cuomo and stuff, are putting pressure on banks and corporate sponsors not to deal with NRA. So they are kind of in a bind, and a lot of people are wondering, you know, why are you spending 14% of your budget on the NRA TV, which is basically the entertainment arm of the NRA. What Ackerman McQueen is saying, well, that's how you get new members. And I don't think that's the case. There is an interesting twist to this whole thing with the NRA's head lawyer is the son-in-law of Angus McQueen and brother-in-law of Redmond McQueen, which is the CEO and co-CEO of Ackerman McQueen. Must make for an interesting Thanksgiving.
This is going to be an interesting time in Indianapolis because I'm getting all kinds of email from NRA still, like, everything is fine. Everything's great. Except, you know, I've been complaining about Ackerman McQueen for a long time simply because I know how media gets out and I didn't see their media getting out. And I also heard rumblings about how much they were paying for some of these things. And I was like, well, you know, that seems like a whole bunch of money for what they're getting out of it. But, you know, A lot of that was professional envy. If somebody would just come along and pay me just to exist, you can't imagine how quick I would snatch that one. So that's all beside the point, though. But I've just been sitting around wondering about that. So what do you think the ramifications and the fallout from this is going to be? What are you hearing?
Hopefully they split, because if Ackerman Queen does not see cannot get records, that shows a lot about how they operate. I mean, I know how many they've had 15.7 million views of all their videos total in the last month, which seems like a lot, but it's really not. And I was able to pull that from like this, you know, data mining site. So if they can't do that with, you know, logins, which, you know, Apple TV and all that, they actually have a pretty robust program to give you analytics on all that. Crazy.
Well, it's
they don't know what they're doing, or they don't want to give over the information.
Well, that's the problem. I think, I was talking to Willis Lee, who's just got reelected to the board, and I was about to tell him something, but I didn't think certain members of the board actually wanted to hear things, because they can get media a different way. A lot cheaper. They can get media a different way a lot cheaper. When you have somebody that is not being forced to produce, things like where's it going, how many people listen, and that kind of thing. Well, they don't have to produce it. They're never going to compile it, because that just bites into their bottom line. Because once something like that starts, it's got to continue on constantly, because that changes every 30 days.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to do it at all. I mean, it's like everything that they use, they already have it built in. So.
Well,
that's why I think they're a little bit more, I think they are overcharging, because it's incredibly simple. And I actually think I told Willis that before.
Well, I mean,
Willis lives not too far away from me.
I'm sorry you won't be coming to this, because I think it's going to be interesting to try to suss out what's actually going on. I have been there. I was there in 2017 when they did the carry guard rollout, and there was all kinds of controversy regarding that, as far as that, because of the two companies, USCCA and Second Call Defense, that they basically stole from to create the carry guard model and try to steal Second Call Defense's membership, because they
have
and I noticed that when that was coming out, because there was a big article coming out of Ammoland about this and everything, and here, and I was one of the people they quoted, and while I'm sitting here and they're quoting all this stuff going on, I'm walking around the NRA meetup, and all of a sudden, that was when we had the thing with Rock River Arms and Springfield doing what they had to do business in Illinois. But that became a big, where they sold the gun owners of Illinois down the river. And that became the thing that got front and center on that, because of all that other stuff. But the rollout of NRA carry guard was done by Ackerman McQueen.
Yep.
Were you there for that one?
I was not. Usually, it's like wedding season in the family.
Right.
I'm pretty sad. Like the last, 4 years in a row, I've been at weddings.
Well, Dana Lash had just been hired, and I couldn't go into the men's room without looking up at a Dana Lash poster of her saying, "You need to be enrolling carry guard." And it was everywhere. I mean, everybody had a carry guard hat on, and I mean, there was quite the jubilation going on. But I think Ackerman McQueen charged NRA for that, just for the NRA meetup and the rollout of carry guard, $3 million, $2 or $3 million.
It's really insane. Stop trying stuff that's already been done and create something new. That's the whole other thing.
When I interviewed, and I told Dan Zimmerman this, when I interviewed Ted Nugent in 2016, it was for an Ackerman McQueen concert. And what they had behind the stage, it looked like they could have controlled a shuttle flight with all the stuff they had back there. And that was Ackerman McQueen. And I was completely, totally snowed and impressed. I was blown away by all the stuff they brought, all the technology they brought. I mean, the traveling show that they have. And I mean, you know, when you see NRA TV in the middle of these things and they've got that big stage in the middle of it and everything, and it's elevated and everybody can see it and everybody can hear it. Yeah. I wonder if they'll be there this year. That'll be interesting to see.
I think they're still on the concert for the NRA, so
we'll see. If I was completely not in the wrong with this, I'd be sort of upset about that, what they were saying, and then I would be like, no, I don't think I'll be showing up to promote your stuff. See you in court, buddies. But if they do show up, and if I see NRA TV there, that'll be interesting. But we're about to run out of time, John. I contacted John to talk about these two things earlier today, and he snatched it out of the air to show up with me tonight, and I do appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Bill.
All right. We're about to head into hour number three. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. He's going to be calling us live from the land down under. I have no idea what Dean wants to talk about. I want to find out what he's finding down there in Alzey. And, yeah, that's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.